Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First, I give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, to each and every one here named by name. I'm indeed glad to be here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. Truly, I thank and I praise God for just blessing us to see another day. I thank God. I hear Brother Dieter Kane have came on. So at this time, praise the Lord, we'll turn the hands into the hands. The program into the hands of Brother D.
I'm just praising God and singing a song, and I'm just humming along, and I look up, I ain't hit the one button yet, but I'm so glad that God is still able and He's still in charge. Sisters and brothers, good evening, good evening, good evening. As always, we are truly glad to be here with you guys again. The Lord has blessed us, and I'll tell you, see another Tuesday. And you all know what's coming next. It's one we've never seen before, and we will truly never see it again. God is truly good. God is truly blessing. I asked my brother last week, I sent that song to him. I don't even think I remember to ask him to play it, but him being just who he is, he automatically knows what to do. And the song is a true song. You know, the song says that Jesus will pick you up if you have to reach way down. and sometimes, you know, sometimes we are, I can look in the mirror and tell this story here. You know, some of us can't look in the mirror, but because I'm looking in the mirror when I tell this one, some of us are out there so bad.
Amen.
Some of us are so no good for nothing. Oh, I'm talking to the man in the mirror right now. Some of us wasn't fitting to live and wasn't worthy of that. That's that man in the mirror. Some of us just, and then, and what's so bad about it, mama and daddy took us to church, but we saw fit to get out there in that world to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it. But Jesus will pick you up if you have to reach way down. Some of us, the Lord has done some things to turn us around. Some of us, he took us off feet and put us in a different, uncomfortable position. Some of us, he took our eyesight from us. Some of us, he took a limb from us. I got a friend of mine in the racing game that was born and raised in church and know the Lord well. It was driving and something happened to his truck. The Lord saw fit to allow him to have presence of mind to jump out the truck. Oh, he broke his leg or broke his ankle, but he lives to tell it. Jesus will pick you up if you have to reach way down. And, you know, a lot of people just don't believe that the Lord is a pick-em-up God. I heard my auntie on the morning show said one time, she says, no matter what your problems are, I don't care how big they may be, she said, I serve a bigger God. And that's what we got to get to. We got to get to the point where we know that we know that we know and trust and believe that we serve a bigger God. When you know you serve a bigger God, I don't care what your trials and tribulation may be. I don't care how low to the ground. Matter of fact, you may be so low you got to look up to see an ant's belly. But Jesus will pick you up if you have to reach way down. I heard the songwriter when she said, listen here, preachers, if you can't preach the way you used to, because you're doing the same things that sinners do. I like that because she says
right,
you're doing the
that's
same thing. T, you know what she said, T? You're doing what sinners do. See,
yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. When God set you aside, he separates you. You can't do what the sinners do. You just can't do
Come
it.
Come on, man.
Not that it won't cross your mind from time to time, but you cannot do what the sinners do. Oh, Jesus will pick you
all
up.
All right.
If you have to reach way down. I'm so glad to know. I'm so glad to know that I know that he'll pick you up. He'll reach down
and bring
you from decadence. You're at the bottom of the barrel. You feel like there's nowhere to go. There's no one to turn to. Jesus will pick you up if you have to reach way down. Excuse me. Hope and trust that I didn't hold you too long. Just want to give you a little food for thought as we prepare to get ready for the word. Hear a word from the Lord today. You know, I tell you guys all the time, as long as it come out the 66, it's God's word. Now, of this book is written off inspiration, and we've always been taught that when we see the red writing, that's himself. But either way you look at it, it's God's word. I like to always give an illustration of when Paul was writing, or when Matthew was writing, when Mark was writing, and when they was writing, because if they wanted to write a D, and he told them to make a J, the hand couldn't make a D if he wanted to. God had told them that letter was going to be a J, and that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So I find throughout my time here on this earth, I found the men of that don't believe in God. I had a young man I've been knowing for years. I hung the phone up on him just yesterday. Him and I was talking.
Jesus.
My mother asked me about him. I hadn't heard from him in a while. I said I'd call him and check on him. And he said some things, and I said, you really don't believe that, do you? He asked me a question, and I just hung the phone up. He said, so you believe in this Jesus? Is that what you said? I mean, you believe in Jesus? I said, click. And I said that because I seen time I'd have been fighting with him. I've been fighting, trying to show him that he needs to change his ways and stop. I've seen time, because I've been fighting with him, trying to show him where it's wrong with it. But I done got a little young now, and now that I'm 64 young, I find myself just not wanting to fuss and fight with people no longer. Either you're going to believe
God's word
or you're not. If you don't believe it, that's your soul that you are allowing to be lost. And what I like about it is that no soul has to be lost. God made a way for us. He allowed his son to come to redeem man.
Yeah.
We don't have to be lost. We're lost by choice. I say again, we're lost by choice. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. You know what I said? Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Now, some of us might ask the question, why would he say it this day? The Bible has told man knows not the time, nor the hour when he shall appear. So you need to make your choice now. We don't have to be lost. Amen?
Amen.
And brother, you're going to get out of the way. We're going to hear a word from my cousin today. Bishop Thompson going to give us a word. I'm going to ask Monty if she would lead us in a word of prayer. And after prayer, next voice you hear would be the speaker himself. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, and we ask you to forgive us our sins. Father God, for truly, Father God, we're seeking, Lord, to be with you one day. Father God, bless us that we'll learn to love like you, Jesus, to act like you, Father God, to be like you. Glory be to God. But truly, Lord, we're seeking the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless us to love one another. In this world, in this time, in this day, Father God, man don't love each other.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
But Jesus, they say they love you. But you said in your word, Lord, how can you love God whom you have not seen and don't love man, your brother whom you see every day? Glory be to God. Father God, give us that heart, Father God. Change that old hard heart, that old cold heart into a fleshly heart. So that we can love and pick each other up, pray for each other, and praise you throughout the process. Father God, we know you're able. Now, Father, we ask you to bless this program on today. Bless this service. Bless our speaker, Bishop Thompson, today, Father God. Father God, strengthen him, Father God. Father God, bless him that when he opens his mouth, the Holy Ghost will prevail and take over and bring his word. Father God, and we know you're able. Touch him right now, Lord, in the name of your son, Jesus. Give him what you have for him to give to us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Giving honor to God, which is the head of my life. Truly,
yes.
I thank God. How good he is today. To my own cousin, Brother D, to Brother Dog, to my auntie Mary, truly, and to each and every one of you, I thank God for giving me the victory. You know, I left out the job early so I could make sure I'm here today.
That's
and
all right.
I just trust God. Because I got so tickled just a minute ago because my auntie just got into a piece of the message that I was looking on to. No man has saw the Lord. Not at any time.
Yeah.
And we got
Praise
people running
God.
Around here hollering, I saw the Lord. And then here my cousin jumped into another piece of the message, the man in the mirror.
Lord.
Now neither one of them been around me to look in my notepad, because I had just wrote down yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Down every time you look in the mirror, the man that you see in the mirror is you.
It's you. Come on.
All right now, come on.
God is trying to do something with you. See, I have to slow this thing up because this thing is getting good to me each and every day.
Yes, Lord.
Well,
my text today is, what are you seeking God for?
All
right.
Come
now.
On now.
Come on, Dexter.
Come on now.
Coming out of John, the 6th chapter.
All
right.
Around about the 26th verse. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
All right now.
We got people today, you ask them, and I heard my cousin, he was testifying about this guy he's known for a while, and he gonna ask him, do he believe in Jesus? I would have hung the phone up, too.
Yes.
You remember the old phone? You remember the old rotary dial where you could slam it down and people could hear it?
That's right, dude. Come on, now. Come on,
I think I'd have wanted one of them so I could say, bam!
Yes, sir.
Slam it down. Because we seek God today. Uh-huh. And a lot of people are not seeking God just because of the miracle. And just because what God do. Seeking him because of something that you want.
Amen.
And he just
Amen.
Told them, he said, y'all saw all of these miracles.
Uh-huh.
You
uh-huh.
ain't commented not one time on the miracle.
Come on now.
But you talking about the fishes and the loaves that you did eat. You talking about the things that came to you in the natural flesh. You thinking about the things that please just your flesh. See, when you get out on this race, you picked out to be picked on. See,
all
God
is asking
for laborers to go into this vineyard and to labor, and a lot of the laborers are not going into the vineyard.
Amen.
God is proud of it right now.
Yes, he is.
You only seeking him because you want the fishes and the loaves. You haven't realized the things that God has that's in an abundance. God has miracles in abundance. I had one of my preachers at my church told me, he said, Bishop, you have to understand there are no true prophets yet anymore. There are no miracles anymore. I tell them, brother, go ahead and pack your grip up so you can get up out of this ministry. I said, because I am a true prophet of God. I am a true man of God. Miracles and wonders do follow me.
Yeah.
I said, now, when you want God to move in a mighty way, you give over to God to move like never before. Because the gift giver is on the scene. When we begin to ask God to do a thing, when we get out of our flesh,
come on
and
now.
Get out of ourselves and let the old man die, then God can come up on the scene.
Yes,
I said early on in this message, I said, no man has sought God at no time and lived.
Amen.
We got so many that act like God owed them a favor. We got many that act like God needs to bow down and kiss their shoes. We got so many that act like that they moved and God didn't move. We in a time where God's dispensation, God is touching his people. God is moving upon his people. Miracles and wonders do happen today. See, I know a lady one day, man, the God put his hand on her eyes, and she received her sight again.
You see.
So
don't
tell me miracles don't happen. Look at me. I fell from a building. The doctors told me I'd never walk again. But Jehovah Nisi told me
sir.
I can't walk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Miracles happen every day.
Yeah.
Jesus said, you seeking me just for the fishes and the loaves. You're trying to build your name. See, you don't have a name without God. There's no power in your name. There's authority in your name. There's no joy in your name. Let me tell you about a man called Jesus, one that I can proudly brag on. Oh, I tell you, I feel my help right now. I was laying on my bed of affliction, and I said, Lord, if you can do anything with me, touch my body, God.
He touched my body.
He healed my body. I want you to know miracles does exist. Let me get back in this scripture.
Come on now.
What are you seeking God for? What are you looking for? Are you trying to make a name for yourself? See, I know people, they talk about, I wish I had the anointing that's on Bishop T.D. Jakes' life. You don't know what Bishop Jakes had to go through to get to where Bishop Jakes is. I had another one tell me, I want to be like Apostle Bayani. I said, you can't be Apostle Bayani because you don't know what Apostle Bayani went through to get to where he's at. See, let God make you. Quit trying to seek them for the fishes and the loaves. Let
that
God
is
so take you. Let God deliver you. Let God bring you out. Let God establish you. Verse number 27 says, labor not for the meat which perish. Don't labor for these things that's going to soon pass away.
Come on now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
See, when you praying for somebody, pray for real.
That's the truth. All right.
The Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes.
See, when two or three come together and touch and agree, that's when the miracles gonna start happening.
Yes. Agree and faith. Glory be to God.
You have the three right here. We touch and agree. We binding these things right now. He said, whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind it in heaven. Whatever
that's
you
right.
loose on earth, I'll loose it in heaven. I'll loose cancer today.
Yes,
he will. I'll bind cancer today.
Yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I loose the ailment going on in the body of the believer and in the body
on,
of the sinners as well. That's what we loosing today. That's what we binding today. That's what we coming against today. See, I want y'all to know, if you don't like praising God, if you don't like praying, if you don't like singing, if you don't like worshiping, heaven ain't the place for you.
Come on now.
Jesus.
You need to make preparations to be in the other direction.
Come on now.
And you know what?
Come on.
I was looking at something the other day. My Bible told me that when Lazarus died, he was carried to Abraham's bosom.
Yes, he was.
It said a rich man lifted up his eyes in hell. And he looked across a great gulf.
Yes, he did.
I don't think that the rich man's eyes was that beautiful and that strong that he could look way down through the sky and everything else to see where we think hell is at. The way I'm reading, it looked like they right there by one another. You done looked across a great gulf, and you done saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And he told you a great gulf has been built. You can't come across that gulf, and he can't come across that gulf. Let me tell you something I was thinking the other day. You better prepare yourself where you going to go. Look at this thing. He said, labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life. See?
Yeah.
Have you ever had your baby or your grandbaby couldn't hardly breathe, and you put your mouth over their nose and stuff and pull the mucus and stuff out of their nose? You were helping bring life back into them. You were helping to extend life. Well, today, you need to spiritually be pulling spirits out, helping to extend life.
Well,
you need to be on this prayer cycle where you pray and saying, Lord, let your will be done.
Yeah.
I just asked you a question. What you seeking God for?
All right, man.
And I want to say something to a lot of people that say, I've been saved for years. If you've been saved all this time, the devil ain't never bothered you. Guess what?
Come on now. Come
on. He already got you. He ain't going to waste time on something that he already got. What you seeking God for? Let me tell you something my auntie told me long time ago, Miss Annie Nunley. She said, baby, let me tell you something. She said, if we use half of the energy that we got to talk and put our mouth on somebody and just start praying, just imagine how this world would be.
Well,
I said, auntie, you know what, auntie, you're right. She said, baby, our whole agenda is to tear down, tear down, tear down.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So God want us to build up, build up, build up.
Mm-hmm.
I ought to be happy for my auntie. Elder Mary, and she gonna preach this word to you. She gonna teach this word to you. Whether you like it or not, she gonna put that word out there.
Yeah.
My job ought to be able to jump on her bandwagon. You
That's
remember
right.
how we were when we were little kids? Somebody driving the bike and somebody on the handlebar. The one on the bike is paddling everything. The one on the handlebar holding on. This is the way we ought to be today.
That's right.
We ought to be tag teaming this thing.
Praise God.
What you seeking him for? The fishes and the loaves? Are you seeking him for that thing for eternal gain?
Amen.
We said we love God, don't we? Oh, I love God.
Mm-hmm.
Let your brother ask you for $4. You're just about backslide. Why are you cussing out?
Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
I didn't say you need to be a fool for nobody either.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But much is given, much is required.
Yes, it is.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes,
see,
yes.
When you preach God's word, you ought to preach his word with a finesse.
That's right.
You ought to preach it with a simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to preach his word with that tenacity. That's you. You ought to put yourself in the place of it. Preachers ought to prepare themselves for their message. So I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing for the Lord. Well, really,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing?
For the Lord.
Amen.
Are you speaking his word right? Lady
All right.
got up in the service. Lady got up in the service with my mother-in-law. And my mother-in-law just passed a few months back. But this happened early on in the year. She got up. She told her, she said, woman of God,
mm-hmm.
I tell you, God gonna give you your man back. God, I tell you, God gonna do this, and he's gonna elevate you. He wants you to get off those drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I told my mother-in-law, I said, anytime, this is what we teach that word, anytime you in a service, and somebody get up proper line, tell them right there. Don't let them leave out. Said, no, that's a lie.
That's
I don't
right.
receive that.
Right now, that's the truth, though. That's the truth.
Now, my mother-in-law never been on drugs other than whatever a doctor put her on.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't never had a man. It was her husband. I eulogized him.
Mm-hmm.
So if I did his eulogy, I did his funeral,
mm-hmm.
God ain't finna send her husband back to her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's the truth.
I told myself, I want you to start busting people out in their lie. A prophet is not known in his own country or in his own town. That's why people don't come to word with that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the preachers start lying in the pulpit, goes for me too. When the preachers start lying, we sit the preacher down.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
I asked the question here. What are you seeking God for?
Mm-hmm.
Mary.
What are you seeking God for?
You say, I want to be precise with God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You say, I want to know what I'm saying when I say God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
When we give out prophecy, we need to make sure the prophecy is from God.
Right. That's so true.
I said Sunday before last, I said, some of y'all may not realize, but the devil will bless you and make you think God blessing you.
Come on now.
Okay.
Come on now.
Then I had somebody ask me after the service, how can the devil bless you? He can make you think that it's God and it's him all along.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that the devil gives you, he can jack from under you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again because y'all act like y'all didn't hear me. Anything the devil give you, he can jack from under you.
Yes, he can. He can take it on there. Come on now.
I want you to know in your house, you need to give your house to God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You need to open your doors up to your house, front door and back door. Open it up and say, devil, get out.
Glory be to God. That's the truth.
This is
That's
not your domain.
Yes.
And when you close the door, you need to say, Holy Ghost, have your way up in here.
Glory.
I told a lady the other day, she said she don't understand why her husband cuss her out all the time. I said, the Bible says sanctified woman or sanctified wife will make a sanctified husband a sanctified house. I told her, live a life before.
Come on now.
Keep him up before God. What you seeking God for?
All right.
Are you seeking them for the fishes and the loaves? See, that's going to soon, after we get full for a while and even relieve ourselves, that fullness is gone. That's gone. But when we seek him for that thing that's even eternal, it don't go nowhere.
All right, man.
I was asked the question Sunday, how do you know you got the Holy Ghost? I said, the Holy Ghost come that you are saved to keep you saved. The Holy Ghost is a comforter. It's a keeper. It'll keep you if you want to be kept.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
I know we all come up when they put you on the altar and you, these. That's still the standard. It's still the standard. We need to buck up or shut up. Preachers, if you're not going to live the life, go sit down.
Yes, now that is the truth. Come on, man.
I know Brother Dog ain't going to have me on here no more.
Come on, now.
Because one thing I believe, it's either going to be holy or it's going to be nothing. You either going to live for God or you going to live for the devil. You either going to be right or you going to be wrong. Uncle Charlie told me a long time ago, Elder Charlie Parks, he said to me, he said, look, he said, Brother Dexter, if your neck start hurting when you're reading the word, the enemy is trying to bother you. He's trying to come in, read two more chapters just because he's bothering you.
Oh, glory. Yes.
We got to get to a point where we really trust God and we receive him. Look at this scripture right here. Because I want y'all to understand this thing with me. He said right here, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Look at this. God already sealed the Son of Man. Let me help you out. Jesus already got his place made. It's time for you to make sure you get your one.
Jesus. That's the truth. That is so true.
We said we love our brother and sister. Don't quit lying. If it came down between you or them, you'll sell them out in a heartbeat.
All right. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus.
The Bible said let brotherly love continue. That don't mean just man, that means woman also. Let sisterly love continue. If you hate me, don't die. If I hate you, I better not die.
Until
I get that thing
right
with God.
All right. Come on now.
Yes,
we talking about the man in the mirror. You need to examine yourself today.
Yes, sir.
You need to look at yourself and see the junk and mess that's in yourself. And say, look, guys, oh, my God. If you ever ask God to show you you might not like what you see.
Like what you see. Yes, sir.
The song said there's room at the cross.
Yes, there is.
There's plenty of room at the cross.
Yes.
How many of us are willing to let him do what he do.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 28 says, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work. This is the work of God, that you believe on him who sent,
who he has sent.
Yes, he sent me. Thank you, Jesus.
He sent me.
Believe on him. Oh, yes.
Lord, hallelujah.
All you got to do is believe the one that he has sent.
Believe. Yes.
We believe in all kind of stuff. I was listening to a guy said the other day, he said, we have faith in this, we have faith in that. I said, but do you have faith in God?
All right.
Thank you.
Well, my faith is founded. I said, no, I didn't ask you all that. Do you have faith in God?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bitch, you didn't give me a chance to answer. I said, okay, go ahead on that. He said, well, my faith is built because I did. I said, see, there you go. You done messed up already. I has no authority.
That's right.
I have no power.
Amen.
I told him, I said, do you remember what Jesus told them? Tell them I am sent you.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
It was power in the name I am.
I am. Yes. Yes, yes.
We got to get this thing right. And I'm not just jumping on everybody. I'm jumping on me, too, because this thing is to me first. Do you know every message that God gives to the preacher, it's to the preacher first?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's to the preacher first.
That's right.
I was looking over here, and I had jumped over in the scripture a little bit to the 53rd verse. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on now.
He said in the communion, this is my body.
Remember it.
This represents my blood.
Yes, it
does.
And we call ourselves leaders of God. What are we leading? Nothing.
All right, man.
We don't go to the nursing homes no more. We don't go out witnessing no more.
All right.
We're not holding up a biblical campaign no more. We only want to preach inside of them four walls.
All right, man.
We scared to come outside of the house. Y'all see how the saved people is. Got the curtains pulled down so tight. Got the black end curtains and everything up. Then you got the nerve to have black plastic on top of that.
Well,
this is why these young people are going into judgment. Because the body of Christ, we not holding up the standard.
Amen. That's so true. Yeah. So true.
Amen. I know we pray for our four and no more. But are we praying for the others?
Jesus, Jesus.
Baby sitting up in the hospital, the baby going through, need deliverance right now. We ought to be praying. We got sick to death. Well, we ought to be praying that God deliver.
Amen. We ought to be Amen.
What are we seeking him for?
Yes, yes, yes.
Young man told me the other day, he said, I cuss just because I cuss. I said, why don't you start talking power and authority and dominion because you can?
Right,
I don't want nobody to think I'm more than what I am. I say, you ain't nothing.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's time to go head on. And see, look in the 35th verse. Y'all know I'm jumping around in this thing because this thing is not so good to me. In the 35th verse, he says right here, it says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Well,
Jesus is the bread of life.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
If I pass out, guess what? Y'all pray me back through.
All right,
whatever
man.
Happened to the old services, one the preacher be done preached his or her heart out, and they done passed out, and we go into prayer intercession mode, and the preacher come back.
All right, man.
God want to restore us today. God want to deliver us today.
Mm-hmm.
God want to bring us into a newness today.
Yeah.
God wants you to speak life to his people. God wants you to speak abundance to his people.
Yeah. Glory, glory, glory.
Last week, I was like, what is going on with this crazy phone? They told me, they said, your phone turned off. I called the phone company. I said, what's going on? They say it's an outage. I said, well, don't y'all owe me some credit. But your phone won't be back up for 2 days. I said, that's all right. Devil, you thought you had me. You thought you stopped me. But old God had a ram in the bush.
Yeah.
I believe that this earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
Amen.
Jesus, there's no condition that come upon the baptized believer that God can't take off.
All right, now.
I believe that when we pray and be sincere with what we ask him for, I believe God will give it to us.
I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Come on, now.
Bishop G.T. Howe told me years ago, be true to who you are.
Uh-huh.
If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything.
All right.
He said, that's so why not stand for God?
Stand for God.
What are you seeking him for today?
Amen.
I want to know if you got a sick loved one, are you seeking for deliverance today?
All right.
I want to know if your lights is turned off, are you seeking him to restore them today?
Yes. Come on, man.
I believe in a time where when you don't have groceries, God will speak to the heart of somebody else and they'll knock on your door.
Yes, they
when
will.
The man of God needed to pay his taxes, the Lord told him the money out there in the fish mouth.
Didn't he do it?
Amen. That's the
I believe we serve a God that will make a way out of no way.
I believe we serve
a God that's a God of all gods. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the ending. I'm the first and the last.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all trying to make me hurt myself on here.
Glory be to God.
Tell it.
And look at this thing right here. He said, but I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe me not. Ain't this something? You done saw me and don't believe me? Now, how you going to act like you know and believe his son?
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
I wish some of us that said we praying, stop praying and ask God to give us a prayer.
Amen.
And can I say this here? Prayer is not big.
All right, man.
I'm going to say it again. Prayer is not big.
All right.
Oh, God, If you do this for me, God, I'll live for you, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I just, you don't need it like that anyway.
Amen, amen.
I told Brother Steve the other day, he was like, oh, I just can't make it without a cigarette. I said, when Brenda had you, it wasn't a pack of Newports on the inside of her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
He said, what you mean? I said, anything you wasn't born with, you can get rid of.
You sure can. Right,
I just can't make it. My nerves on end. I said, give them to God. We ain't in church. I said, look at how calm you got. You got that calm to tell me we wasn't in church. You mean to tell me you can't give it over? Well, I can't make it without it. I said, I have known people to go in the hospital. Think about a cigarette while they're in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is it you get out the hospital and you need one? It's called a trick of the devil. A trick of the enemy.
Yeah.
I said, he got you tricked. Jesus. He got you hoodwinkled. He got you bamboozled.
Hmm.
Don't y'all know the devil ain't got no new tricks?
Amen.
He'll throw a shoe to you blue today and red tomorrow.
Well.
And I just believe that when we trust God and give it all over to him, he'll make a way. Look at this right here. It says, all that the Father give me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him that sent me.
Yeah.
Said, look, I didn't come with my own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I came with his agenda. I want to know today,
amen,
what are you asking God for? What are you seeking him for? He said right here, and this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I shall lose nothing.
Well,
that's what the Bible says now. That's what the word say. That's the word now.
Brother D, I read the Bible so much I get tickled with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at something the other day. You know how you run in reference on something, but something else fall into your face. And I got so tickled when it fell in my face. Jesus told them, he said, all this time I've been in the Sanhedrin Council with y'all. All this time I've been in your synagogue, and you didn't even seek to seize me then. But look at what you do now. You come secretly out here trying to attack me. And you know why they was trying to seek him? They got mad because Jesus told them, y'all of y'all father, the devil.
Because the devil.
Well.
That's what the word say.
So, Aunt Mary, when you tell somebody you ain't nothing but the devil, they need to understand you ain't nothing but the devil.
That's right.
That's true.
That's what the Bible say. The Bible says, let the elders that rule well rule with double honor.
Amen.
I hope what I said to you today, I hope it struck a chord. I hope you got so mad at me that you start praying. I hope you got so upset with me that you go straight to Jehovah Jireh.
Come on now.
To Jehovah Nisi.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I hope you got so mad that my Father God, I hope you got so mad that you acknowledge him to the fullest.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his word.
I hope you got so mad that you said El Shaddai. I hope you said Jehovah. I hope you said Adonai. I hope you said Elion. I hope you said El Rofi. I hope you said Yahshua. I hope you said Jehovah Tish Kanush.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I hope you got so mad that you went down in sackcloth and ashes and you begin to ask God to give you words. What are you seeking him for today?
What are you seeking him for?
Well.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm going to turn it back over in the hand of Brother D.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. We trust and praise God for the word today. We truly thank Bishop Thompson for the word. Now, I was sitting here, and as I was sitting there looking, he skipped here, he went back, and he got everything that I was hoping and trusting that he would feed my brothers and sisters today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was truly looking in as he was speaking. And again, we said when it's written in red, you know, we have been taught that that's him speaking directly. And I like when my cousin went over to verse 58, the book of John, and he said that this is that bread which came down from heaven.
Yes.
Not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He said, this is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Yeah, he that eateth of this bread. And then he told you, I like that because he went back and he told you just what that bread is. The Bible clearly states to us, and we're still in the book of John. We went back over. And I'm going to go up to verse 32. He says, then Jesus said unto them, very, very, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. You see what he said? My Father gives you the true bread.
True bread.
Not nothing fake tissues. He said, not nothing fake tissues. Not no false, not no jiffy meal. He said, my Father gives you the true bread. And then he goes on to tell man, he says, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven.
Yes.
Oh, that's good right there. That's good. That's enough for some of us right there. But for those that may be lost, for those that don't quite know the way right now, look what he went on to tell man. He says, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven. That I say that's good for some. But look what he says, and giveth life unto this world. That's good for all. And if all didn't get that, Jesus, man, I like the way he make his word so plain. See, he went on to tell you something. He says, and then, now Bishop just gave this to you, then says there unto him, Lord, forevermore, forevermore, give us this bread. And look what Jesus said. He said, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life.
He that
cometh to me should never hunger again. Oh, thank you, Holy Jesus. Bless his holy name.
Yeah.
I am the bread. In other words, if you truly want to be full and never thirst again, Bishop just told you what to do. You need to get your relationship with the Lord Almighty. Get your soul right.
Amen.
Stop worrying about what you see in that mirror. You know it's all tore up from the floor up. You got a chance to fix it. You got a chance to get it right with the Lord right now. Jesus is waiting, sister and brother. Jesus is waiting. The songwriter said, Jesus will pick you up if you have to reach way down. And that's all my brother, that's all my cousin was telling you. Jesus is the true bread of life. Jesus wants to feed you. He wants to stuff you. He wants to fill you up.
I know he wants to fill you up because, hey, Chief, wait a minute, there's a passage of scripture. He says, my cup runneth over. Oh, he wants to fill you up. My cup runneth over. See, Jesus wants to do it for you. We are just in the way. We're so busy looking at the man in the mirror and seeing what we want to see in place of seeing what's true to them. Because if you look in the mirror and let yourself allow yourself, let yourself truly look at yourself for what you really are, you'll see a big old pile of nothing. That's all you see. You'll see a big old pile of nothing. But you have an opportunity right now. There's an opportunity knocking at the door right now waiting on you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's an opportunity, sisters and brothers. Jesus waiting. He's knocking right now. The reason I know that he's knocking because he said in his word, he said, oh, I stand and knock. If any man should let me in. Yes, sir. That's because that's it. If any man should let me in, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. And that's what we want today. We want the Lord to sup with us today. We want the Lord to be long wind with us today.
Brother B, long wind number two on now. Long wind number two on.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad my brother just told me that my brother is on. I'm going to give you this verse, and then I'm going to get him out of the way and let him elaborate some for us. I'm so glad to have him in today. I said a few moments ago, if you look in the mirror and allow yourself to see what you want to see, all you see is sin is a big old pile of dirt. But see, here's what you should look at when you see that pile of dirt. You should break running. You should run and grab someone's Bible, and you should run to the book of Romans. You shouldn't stop till you get to the 10th chapter of Romans. And then you should find your way down.
To verse number 9.
There you go. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Come on here, my brother. Come on, my brother. Amen.
Well, good evening. Well, good evening. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to come behind all that there because I've been taught, you know. You just really opened up the door of the church, and you didn't already did the discourse. I want to say this here. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the message. And I'm going to say this in peace. May God be with you in all things.
Amen. I got one more verse I want to give, then we'll bring my auntie in a closing. Let her close in her own way. And after my auntie speak, we're going to turn it over to Brother Dog. I want to give you this verse.
Before you do that verse, hold on. Is Brother Bishop Dexter there? Is he there?
Yes, Bishop here. Bishop's here with
us. Bishop, where you at?
Here.
I'm here.
Here.
I'm right here.
I want to know if you remember this here. If you out, stay out. I'm going on mute.
Yes, sir. There's a passage of scripture, brother dog. There's a passage of scripture. Brother Eric, is my brother still here? There's a passage.
I'm listening.
I'm going to let my brother come here again. I want to tell you something about this. There's a passage of scripture. Bro, what do you think about that, bro? He said, if you're out, stay out. See, the Lord spoke on that. There's a passage of scripture the Lord gave, man.
Well, you know, last time I read the Bible,
he said, I'd rather have you holler cold.
He said,
I would spill you out. You can't squash the fence.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what scripture is on you, but you can't squash the fence.
In the name of Jesus.
Very uncomfortable.
In the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you all this here very much in her own way and in her clothes. I wanted my brother to expound on that. I'm going to give him money. See, I just like the way the word was preached today. Bishop says, what are you seeking God for? The Bible says that, the Bible says this in the 17th verse of Romans 10 and 9, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing.
And
hearing
by
the word. Come on, T. Come on, T.
All right.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, it's nothing left to say, Brother Dexter. Nothing.
In the name of
you
Jesus.
You preach, and you made a claim.
Yes.
And I like the fact that you did not mind telling people if they don't do right, then hell is their home.
Yes.
Stop claiming salvation that you don't have.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, when he come back, and we come to him, Lord, I did this, and I did that, and I did all this. Jesus said he would say to you, depart from me.
I never knew.
He woke up iniquity. I never knew.
That's it.
We don't
That's
want
it.
Jesus to say that to us.
Thank you.
Amen.
We don't want him to say that to us. So let us not only read the Bible, go to church, because you can read the Bible every day and take nothing in. Go to church.
That's it.
Don't let us do all that and still don't know who he is. You got to know him to serve. I'm not going to talk too much because I tell you, Dexter, you preach.
Yes, he did. Yes,
and
he
Devo,
did.
Amen.
You came back, and I thank God Jesus. For the word. And Brother Eric, for his God for you, because I was going to give you my little time anyway. Father God, right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you for every word that we heard tonight, Lord. Father God, and we ask you to bless the speaker, anoint him the more. Father God, and bless the ears of the hear, that they receive, take it in, and live by it. For this is the bread of life, the word of God. So thank you, Lord, for each and every one, Lord, that came out this afternoon to hear your word. Father God, I ask you to just bless us. Bless everybody in the hospital room, in the nursing home, in the jailhouse, in our ways and the byways. The pastors of the church, the true pastors, Father God, and the sheep that sat under them in the leaf. For you said, Jesus, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Bless your people, God, that they will follow you. And you
thank you, Lord.
No other
thank
voice
you.
Can turn them. Glory be
Hallelujah.
To God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you.
That the voice
thank
of our
Jesus.
Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Father God, and I just thank you. And if
thank
there's
you,
any sick among us,
yes, Lord. Yes.
By faith.
Yes. Right now. In, right now.
We have got to have faith when we are prayed for. If we don't have that faith, God won't heal us because we are healed by faith. When the woman that had the issue of blood, when she touched the hem of his garment, she said, daughter, go and teach your faith has made you whole.
Yes, maybe whole.
So when we pray for you, brothers and sisters, you've got to believe in God first and believe in the one that's praying for
yes,
your faith that
Jesus.
Makes you whole.
Maybe.
Right now, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, and one among us, Father God, that's sick, that is needy, Father God, or whatever the problem may be it financial, a personal children problem, a home, husband and wife problem.
Yes.
Father God, you already know. Father God, we ask you to bless right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, that people can still see, know, understand, and recognize. You're not a dead God. You're still a God that's working, and you're working in our lives.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
to
God.
Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless, before the presence of his glory with a exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
And forever.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
And before
amen.
I turn it back to Debo, I just want to say, make the announcement, be with us again on tomorrow night.
Yes.
Same time, same channel. For a word of the Spirit.
Amen.
God has a word for you every time you dial that phone and put it to your ear. Not only on Wednesday, on Tuesday, because you got a word today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So be with us on Wednesday and on Wednesday night. For God truly have a word for you.
That word for you.
Thank God for the word tonight. That's for you, Brother D.
Amen. And I say this before I give it to Brother Dog. You all know God's plan. God's plan has been changed. We used to come on every day, 5 days a week. But now due to work situation, I tell you all the time, the Bible says a man don't work. He says he's not worthy to eat. So no matter how we want to hear the pastor, Brother Eric and Reverend Henry, and even my old big mouth myself, sometimes we have to work. So God has made a way for us to give you God's plan on Mondays and Thursdays until we can do better. And I say again, don't tell me how Brother Eric them show and our show is booked at the same time. There's enough heathens out here to fill up both churches. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
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 At this time, we're going to turn it over to Brother Dog.
Brother D, before you turn off, please make your own announcement.
As always, we know if I won't set myself, my auntie, or Brother Dexter, but if it's God's will. See, what we do has to be within the will of the Lord because we want to come from these 66 because we truly want to see his face one day and want to hear those magical words when he said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And see, out of everything I just said, I take one word out of there. And if I ask my brother, if I ask my cousin, if I ask my auntie, even if I ask Brother Dog, I guarantee we all going to pick the same word. So I'm going to say it again. We want to hear those words when he said, well done,
thou
good and faithful servant. See, I can give, look here, now, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Faithful servant.
I can give all those words back. I just want to hold on to one. And it starts with an F and ends with an A. He said faithful. I want to be faithful unto the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
If you faithful to God, he'll be faithful to you. In the name of Jesus. So we hope and trust that you all will tune in again next Tuesday at the same appointed time. If the Lord's will, Brother D, Sister Mary, Brother Dog, Brother Dexter, we'll be here. And we're going to have our brother back soon. I'm trusting and believing. I truly believe that my brother going to be able to come back in soon with us. I know you all are missing him. We miss him. So I know you all are missing him as well. And God has an appointed time to do what he did.
Praise God.
Okay, don't forget to tune in. All right, Sister Emily, I know you on the day. I know I got you on the day. Tune in tomorrow, Sister Emily, because Sister Mary and Sister Emily requested a song, and it's going to be the intro song tomorrow. So y'all tune in tomorrow, same time, same station. Thank you.
I got to move on.
Amen.
Can y'all help me go down to the country for a minute?
Oh, now, come
Lord,
on,
I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey. Lord, you oh, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my journey.
right, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes our ceremony for today. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station. Sister Emily, you make sure you're on time tomorrow. You make sure you're on time tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say. That being said, Sister Madeline, we appreciate it, and we appreciate everything you do and continues to do. Brother D, get better. You're sounding a little bit better today, so stop talking so much. So, Sister Madeline, you can go ahead and get on out of here until tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same thing. If it's God's will.
That's it. If it's God's will.
Amen.
All right. Appreciate it.
Everybody.
Okay. Amen. All right. Amen. Okay. With that being said, we're going to transition on over and close Brother D out. He over there sounding better, but he still got all that old noise over there. But he's doing the best he can. And tell Bishop Dexter he can come back anytime he wants. I love hearing that joke. He be preaching like he on the corner, like to them wine over there. You can understand that stuff. So tell him to come back anytime he want to come. Tell him, Brother D, anytime he want to show up, tell him to show up. Okay, with that being said, guys, I know. I just got a text there or something. But hit the one button if y'all got anything right now. We into the second part of the program. Brother Kid had a birthday yesterday with a whole bunch of more people. And so we just got to say happy birthday again and hope everything go all right. Send a little prayer for Kate, mother and everything, and hope it's God's will or whatever. He's fine sick for Brother Kate's mother. And we just do what we do and pray for what we got to pray for. So with that being said, whether y'all not know it or not, for the last 10 minutes, I was able to get on the show, per se. I was on the highway, and I was saying, I got to get in here. So I got in there right on time and slid up, set up my stuff and everything, and I'm good to go. So if y'all got some stuff you want to talk about, hit the one button and come on in here. We had a pretty good talk the other night. We still was talking about that. I ain't going to bring that up today. I ain't going to get in that car yesterday. I ain't going to open the car door today because them flies might still be in the car. So it is what it is. Somebody, hold on now. Today is Tuesday now. You know, Tuesday used to be the doggone day. We used to always have all that trouble going on. Y'all, since I got mellow, y'all got mellow than I do. Y'all don't even come on the show that said that. I see all y'all out there, but y'all ain't got nothing to say then. I can go ahead and finish getting my car ready because I was rushing to get my car ready. Didn't get the chance to get the certain things did that I supposed to get did and rushing and trying to get back in and serve y'all, and I don't get no help. So, okay, ain't no big deal. I'm not mad with nobody. I'm finna go ahead and going once. Going twice.